You know, I was praying about what message, what gift did I want to give to the mothers today in the form of a word. And every time I would begin studying, I kept coming back to this. And the Lord kept bringing me back to this, to the point where anytime I tried to study anything else, the Lord wouldn't let me. That was a wild experience for me. And so, you know, he had me thinking, the gifts and the callings are without repentance, so that means the gift's already inside of you, and you should use the gift when it's appropriate. And I started thinking, you know, I go all over the world teaching about health, how to make people healthy and to stay alive longer and better while they're alive. I write books, sell hundreds of thousands of copies to reach people around the world to what? Teach them how to be healthy. I've spent the majority of my life studying on how to do this very thing. Now, Jesus said we would do the works he did, but we'd also do greater, right? So I've often thought of what is the greater work? Well, one greater work is Jesus was never received in his own hometown. Ooh, amen, it got quiet in here all of a sudden. So I thought, well, around the world, and on paper, as far as degrees and certifications, in the world's eyes, I'm an expert in the field of health and nutrition, sought after around the world for the knowledge that God has given me. My question is, can I be received in my own hometown? And so I was determined to do a greater work here today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do just that. I'm going to give the best gift that I can give you, and that's the gift on how to stay alive, but how to live better while you are alive. Would that interest anybody? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start out by 3 John 2, one of my favorite scriptures. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health. So it's okay to prosper in the things that you're doing, but you got to be in good health. Because you can't enjoy the things that you prosper in, you can't be fruitful in the things you prosper in, and you can't continue in the things that you prosper in if you're not in good health. Somebody say amen. And then it makes a statement, just as your soul prospers, that is your mind, your will, your intellect, and your emotion. And how many people know until you get that fixed that the body's not going to respond until the mind, can I say it right? Till you get your head on right. So you got to get your mind straight before your body can get straight. And the Bible says you have to do that with the renewing of the word. And when you're, God says, ask for wisdom. It's the greatest thing to ask. It's things to be sought for primarily is the wisdom of God. And he says, go ahead and ask for it. But when you ask for it, he said, you have to also get understanding. As he gives you knowledge, you have to get understanding of that knowledge. And so I have found, I've been doing this about 35 years now as a physician. I've seen hundreds and thousands of patients from literally around the world. And I've seen about, God, sometimes I think there's not one thing else that can walk in my office that I haven't seen before. And I treat a lot of very, very sick people. And so where I'm at in this last stage of my life is I'm no longer doing sick care, trying to get sick people well. What I'm doing is regenerative medicine. If God gave you a body that heals, cut it. You know what it does? It heals. You can pray it to heal, pray it not to heal. You know what it does? It heals. Why? Because that's what it's programmed to do. Do you know that the body's not programmed to die? No, you look at it, the body is programmed to live. Everything it does is to fight for life, to sustain life. You have to work to kill it. Amen. And so I believe more if we can teach people how to have regenerative health where your body's constantly in a state of regeneration, if the rate of damage exceeds the rate of repair, that's sickness, right? You're damaging faster than you're repairing. What if we flip that? Now, you're healing faster than you're damaging. That's called health. That's not waiting till you get sick to treat it, to get you just above the line again until the next time you teeter over and your nose is just above water and every time a wave comes, you know, who wants to live like that? Christ said, I came to give life that you may have it more. Somewhere we got to get to the abundant life. And I believe the abundant life, part of that, the matter of fact, I think the biggest part of is to have your health and to have it in a great way. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I am the happiest, healthiest person I know. I get on my own nerves. I do. I know I told you the story one time, but I was sitting there and I was trying to study and I kept hearing this noise going. And I'm like, what the world was that noise? And I kept getting up and I kept looking. My back then we had a dog. Sometimes he'd get up next to the house and it'd start digging. And, you'd hear that foot thumping on the house. And I thought, that dog better not be digging again. I looked out the window and the dog was asleep over, on the ground. I went back over to the table and all of a sudden, finally said, I've had enough. And I looked back and I realized it was my leg going. That really happened. What am I trying to say? Man, I can't hold my energy. I'm so excited. Has anybody ever been to my clinic? Have you ever seen me in slow motion at my clinic? Matter of fact, I scare half of you to death when I walk in the door. Amen. Why am I saying all this? Because you can't just talk about it. You have to be what you want people to see. And sometimes if you can't see it, you can't be it. So what I'm trying to tell you is I want to share a lifetime of knowledge and journey. I've studied under some of the most brilliant minds in the world, some of the leading experts in the world firsthand. When I learn something, if I hear something new, I don't just read it on the news. I go to the person who found it, and I sit under them, and I study it till I have it. And I've done that for this many years. I can name name after name after name if I wanted to, but I won't bore you with that. Why am I saying this? Because I've learned, I don't know everything, but I've learned some things. So what I've learned, I want to share with you. Why? Because I want you healthy. Because I want you to be around for your grandkids to be able to do what you want to do with those grandkids. Are you following me? Amen. That's my fan right back there. Amen. You just go ahead and preach, and I'll say amen. I love it when the children get involved. And it feels pretty good that at 61 years old, I can still outrun my son. Okay, enough. All right, mothers, I got some good news for you. Studies generally show that women who have children tend to live slightly longer than a childless woman. A study indicated that women who have at least one child have 1.5 year longer life expectancy by age 60. Now it even gets better. The study also suggested that having 2 biological children results in the lowest mortality risks for patients. Isn't that cool? That's just for all you mothers. So see, it wasn't all for nothing. I'm not even going to say what I was thinking. You have another year and a half to endure them. Praise the Lord. So I want to get down. There's 3 things that plague women the most. Are you ready? Now listen, this is going to be for everybody. And I'm going to talk to women today. But men, you're right there in the same package. I just want to let you know. It's just a Mother's Day talk, so I want to direct it to them. But it's for you too. So the 3 things are suppression, oppression, and depression. And if you don't get these 3 things figured out in your life, you're going to wander around through your life and you're going to think there's things that are wrong with you that aren't. You're going to be trying to fix things that don't need to be fixed. And you're going to be searching for something you're never going to find. So do you mind if I just bring a little clarity on the picture for this? So what is suppression, oppression, and depression? I won't do it, but if I raise your hand right now and I said, raise your hand if you have symptoms of depression of some sort. That could be anything from just constant fatigue, or you just, you don't have the zip or the zeal anymore that you had in life, or, you just, your joy is not what it used to be, or you just flat out are depressed, or you have anxiety, or you let me do it this way. How many mothers in here would say, that has been me at least at one time in my life? Anybody being honest? Yeah, all the hands will go up is what it is. So you need to understand that these 3 things are the reason for that. When you get up and go, as God up and went. okay? Suppression, what does it mean? That means prohibiting a body function. That's all it means. Well, what does that mean? That means there are certain foods that you are probably eating, certain beverages you are probably partaking in that are sabotaging your health. Watch this. They're energy stealers. Say energy stealer. There's a thief. They're thieves. They suck your energy like a vampire. And you think they're healthy. That's what's funny. How many people like their fruits and veggies? Yeah. So don't have time to cut them and peel them. So what do? We buy the fruit roll-ups. Well, I can just zip them out of a bag and wolf them in my mouth and I'm fine, right? Go down and get some dried mangoes, right, or something like that. You better read the package because they soak them in sugar before they roll them up. And so when you eat that sugar, what happens is it's like rocket fuel in your body. And what it does is it burns every energy system out, depletes it severely, especially of your B vitamins. And then by the end of the day, your things called the adrenal glands, which keep you sustained and keep you motivated, and watch this, actually control how you feel. Whether you feel good, you don't feel good. Whether you feel like being active or don't be active, they start being depleted. So guess what happens? If you don't feel like doing something, you don't do it. And if you don't do something, the more you don't do it, the more you feel like not doing it. So it's this vicious downward cycle. So there are all kinds of things. How many people like juices? You like to buy those juices in the store. Energy stealer. Read on the label. Full of sugar. They're constant. See, when you ate the fruit, you had the fiber in there. And the fiber and the content in there kept the sugar from burning up too fast. But when you stripped it out of there, it's like rocket fuel. It's the other white stuff. You understand? And then what it does is it just burns through your system. Now, I was talking about this stuff 30-some years ago, and they looked at me like I had a purple horn in my head. Called me Dr. Sugar, you know, everywhere I went. Now you can't go into a store without saying, oh, keto. What's the new one they have? There was the paleo diet, and then they have what's the one where you just eat meat now? The carnivore diet. That's keto, okay? Just a dressed up keto. Come on, guys, we just give it fancy names. It's the same thing we've been teaching for 30 years, okay? Now, is that forever? No. But we get addicted to these foods, and we have to break those addictions. So sometimes you have to do exactly opposite of what you've been doing to do that. Now, look at your diet and think, what is your diet mostly compromised of? Is it comprised of meat? Vegetables, carbohydrates, proteins, fats, what are they? Are you living out of a frying pan? Are you living out of a fast food? Why did it get so quiet in here all of a sudden? Man, I came to church to be uplifted. Man, where's he going with all this? Once you start concentrating foods into a bag, into a package, into a beverage, what happens is the food becomes addictive. Do you hear me? The same pleasure centers in your brain are stimulated as the ones that are stimulated during sexual stimulation. Yeah, that's why you see in the middle of a fornication chapter, it says meats for the bellies, bellies for meats. And it said, I will not be brought by the power of any. That means under the influence of, under the addiction of. You know the funny thing about carrots and vegetables and, you know, solid, you know, good fruits and vegetables and nice lean trim meats? They're not addictive. How many people like ice cream? Just tell the truth. How many of you have been ever sitting over there in your easy chair minding your own business? You swear to God, you hear that freezer going, sweet thing. Come here, baby, right? You can't get it out of your mind. You keep turning, you keep looking. It's just a matter of time for, you know. You're going to the jug, you're going to the bucket. You know, I'll just take one bite. Yeah, that's what Adam and Eve said, right? Just one bite. Just one bite. You ain't never took one bite of ice cream in your life. Matter of fact, you're sitting there staring at the bottom of it going, man, is this all I had left in here? I could have sworn. ate half the bucket. But I've never, ever yet seen one person wake up out of the middle of the night going, in a cold sweat going, I got to have a carrot. I got to have it right now. I got to have it. Whole foods are not addictive. So when I tell people to shop, I tell them to shop on the outside of the grocery store. Because on the outside of the grocery store, there's all of your whole foods, there's all your meats, there's all your fruits, there's all your vegetables. And when you get that, go home. Because all down those center aisles, packages, boxes, cans, advertisements, sweet thing. And they're all calling you down. And it's funny because they all got these beautiful, slanky little models like they're eating that. If they are, they're living on diet pills. That's a whole nother talk right there. Don't even want to go there. So are you tracking me so far? And I'm saying this because, listen, guys, we've lost church members here because they didn't get this message. And it's not going to be because you haven't heard it. I'm going to make sure you hear it this time. All right? I don't want one more person to die because they can't control a food addiction. Now listen, some of you need to hear me. Some of you need to just stop what you're doing right now and start writing down what I'm saying. Start listening to what I'm saying because I'm climbing you right now. My foot is in your back. You got to listen to me. You got to put a chain on the fork. You hear me? Listen to me. We eat to live. We don't live to eat. And you have to look at food as one thing, fuel. Food should never be considered pleasure, although it can be a pleasurable experience. Because the minute you start going, you know, and rolling your eyes in the back of your head, You ever seen anybody do that? Yeah, one day I was watching this. It's so bad. This man was eating a milkshake. And he was, And he just kept. Finally, at the end, he was in there. He had his tongue halfway in the glass with a spoon. One. You ever seen some? It's like, get a room, man. What are you doing? I mean, you can get a little crazy with food. Now, listen, it sounds funny to hear that, but how many of you? Come on. Let's talk to us. Let's talk about it. How many of us have been there? So the first thing we have to look at is just food, and let's get it back to its original intent. Now, if you look at it like that, how many people have, you know, a car and you want to take good care of the car? Right? Yeah, do you want to put water down gas in it? Why? You're not going to run that good, right? It'd be a lot cheaper to buy water down gas, wouldn't it? Huh? No, some of us burning high tests. Why? Because we may want to get that performance out of that engine, right? What are we putting into our bodies? So if you treat your body just like you treat your car, you think, every time I put something in, I want to be high performance. Every time I put something in, I want to make sure that it's going to give me benefit for what I need, not what I want. And let me tell you, this doesn't happen in a day. It doesn't happen in a week. See, people will tell me, oh, I'm going to go on a diet, Bishop. Are you? Okay, what are you going to do? Well, I said, I'm going to stop eating everything. I'm going to basically live like a hamster. Well, I know that's only going to last for 3 days, and who says living like a hamster is healthy anyway? And they get these wild ideas. And I'm also going to go to the gym. I'm going to go to the gym every day. And they go buy the expensive gym memberships or go buy weights, and they bring them into their house or whatever. And they go, hey, why don't you just start by saying, you know what, I'm just going to stop eating sugar this week. Because you're not going to do all that at once. It's too much. Pick one thing. Stay in the lane. Just pick one thing and get it done. I can tell you, everybody in here, listen to me. If you can pick one thing, take sugar out of your diet first. Hear me. Listen to me. If you want to get healthy. Now, after you're healthy and you got yourself slim and trim and you're working out, you're doing all you want, you want to have a little sugar, you better believe it. And I even hate to give you permission, but your body's probably going to burn it and you're going to do fine. But you got to get there first. You got to get there. And so how many people here would like to at least lose 20 pounds? Okay, if you want to lose 20 pounds, Don't eat sugar for 6 months, and you'll lose your 20 pounds. You can do everything else. You'll lose your, just by not eating sugar in your diet. Sugar, sweet foods, and that means things like starchy foods, carbohydrates, you know, like rice, white potatoes, you know, things that turn straight to sugar. And, you know, God forbid, I don't know who's drinking alcohol in here, but alcohol, so let's go straight to sugar. Well, I'm just having a little dinner wine. Well, wine is fattening. Well, it's good for your stomach, yeah, but it's bad for your liver. So you say, if you want to have a healthy stomach and a bad liver, just keep drinking it. Helps me to sleep. So does a hammer. That doesn't mean it's good for you. Just saying. So, I can't believe I just said that. Are y'all still speaking to me this morning? Listen, I'm trying to save your life. Okay. So another problem that we have is we graze. You have any grazers in the crowd? You don't even have to identify yourself. You can't seem to walk by the refrigerator. We've got to have something. I'm just going to get a little bite of cheese or something. You got to go by and just, oh, I'm just going to have two grapes. I'm just going to have one little mini Snicker bar, just one. Yeah, but by the time you've walked by that kitchen 45, you've had 10 of them by the end of the day. You know, you've had a whole bag of grapes and three meals, too, three squares on top of that. Anybody see a problem here? Yeah, if you want to get serious about this and somebody who really wants to make a difference, I want you to go get a notebook and I want you to start putting a food diary down and I want you to put everything you put in your mouth. If you read it at the end of the day, you will be shocked. If you take a drink of something, I don't care if it's one drink. Well, I only had one sip of soda. Yeah, but how many times today did you do that? Because those sips add up. Are you listening to me? So whatever you put into your mouth, put in that food diary, I promise you by the end of the week, you will be shocked at what you have put into your body. And what I want you to do, if you really want to get serious, cut the list in half. And on this side, write good for you and write not good for you. And when you put it in and you know it's not good for you, go ahead and put it on the correct side. And I'll guarantee you'll be shocked at the end of the week. Now listen, do it. Just try it for 1 week and see if it isn't the biggest revelation you've ever had in your life. Now, I'm trying to give you something you can do right now, not something you have. Do you notice that my advice is free? This isn't costing you anything to do. Matter of fact, when you quit buying all that junk, it's going to save you money. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to tighten myself up here again. I've been doing actually pretty good, but, you know, I've been having a few treats at night before I go to bed. But you know what? I got to thinking, I don't know. I just feel like I'm a little off my game. You know, sometimes I get a little, you know, maybe a little brain fog here and there, and I've been getting a little more fatigue lately, which is not like me at all. So guess what? I'm about ready to cut it out. And when I say out, you ask my family, I'm ridiculous. When I cut it, it's cut. And that sometimes you just have to do that. So what I want you to do is just, and it's not bad, take the five things that you have the biggest struggle with, and one at a time, each week, say, I'm going to eliminate this week. Don't stop all five too much. And then the next week, say, okay, I'm going to cut that one out too. Next week, say, okay, I'm going to cut that out. And man, in a little over a month, you've already cut the worst roots of destruction out of your diet. Just that quickly. Now, man, I could sit here and talk for days on feed, cleanse, protect the cell. I could give you a mental enema on how to take supplements and what to do for. But can we just fix this? Because I'm telling you, if you'll fix this, 90% of your problems are going to go away. What do I eat, Bishop? You eat a hand portion of a meat and a hand portion of a vegetable, not a starchy kind. If you want a little more, then you get another tablespoon of meat and another tablespoon of vegetables. Try to keep a 1-to-1 carb to protein ratio. And just start eating like that and live like that. Stay away from your breads, your chips. Just stay away from that junk. Just try it for a while. Stay away from your sodas for a while. Do you know, this is going to shock some of y'all. You can actually drink water. Your body is 60-plus% of water. And 95% of the people walking around right now have some form of dehydration and wonder why they're tired. Wow. Now watch this. Not just as simple as water, because if you're drinking a bunch of water, you could drink too much, actually. How about this? Hyperhidrosis. Watch this. And what happens when you get hyperhydration, then you actually flush out the electrolytes in your body and actually is toxic to your system. You could actually kill yourself. How about that? So you have to have electrolytes. So I like these little electrolyte drinks they have out right now. They have them with, you know, they have them with no artificial sweeteners, and they're nice little packets. And take you a bottle of water, drop you one in, give it a few shakes, and dump it down. You should at least have one a day. Guess what? If you have electrolytes, you know those adrenal glands I was talking about? You cannot stabilize an adrenal gland without electrolytes. So as soon as you stabilize the adrenal glands with electrolytes, all of a sudden there's energy again. You know, does anybody remember biology, sodium, potassium pumps? That's how we contract in our body, right? That's how we run. They command 77% of the energy of the body. You think they're important? Well, sodium, potassium, yeah, those are your electrolytes, along with chloride. Magnesium's nice to have in that blend, too. Are you listening to me? Now, these are things you need to understand, because some of you don't even know you're supposed to be doing it. Some of you had no idea that that would help you or change your life. In the South especially, coming into summer months, do you know how much moisture is evaporating out of your body? So if you would just do, like I said, do a 1-to-1 protein-to-carb diet around the outside of the grocery store, eating whole foods, and now we're going to go to water, and then at least once a day we're going to have a hydration pack of electrolytes to make sure that we keep our electrolyte balance going. Just that. How many people have noticed it's a little tight when they lean over to tie their shoe? How many people have trouble getting the rings off? Feeling bloated. Watch the fluid retention change when you start hydrating your system properly with electrolytes and you start bringing the proper mineral and nutrient balance into your body. It will be dramatic. Some of you are going to lose about 15, 20 pounds of just fluid weight. Try me. I've been doing this a while. I got people that have lost hundreds of pounds. Not take one drug. Not even take a pill. Once again, let me remind you, the advice I'm giving you is free, and so is the application. So it's not costing you anything to do this. I wasn't going to spend this long on this, but I just feel like you need it. I just don't want to see anybody else suffer any longer when it's so easy to fix. But it does, the Bible says, as your soul prospers. Your mind, your will, your intellect have to line up with the teachings and the understanding of the truth. And if they don't prosper, then neither is your health. It's as your health, as your soul prospers. So your health, you'll be in better health as your soul prospers, as you are also understanding and aligning yourself with the truth. Now, how many people would be willing to do what I said right now? How many people are willing to do that? Now listen, if you want to have more energy than you've ever had, if you want to kind of find out what your actual ideal body weight would be, if you want to have clear thinking because you're tired of walking around with brain fog and, you know, feeling confused half of your day, if you want to have no pain in your body, how many people just sore all the time? Tell the truth. Go to get up in your chair, oh, my knees hurt, oh, my back hurts, oh, this hurts. How many people want to be free of that? Okay, I just told you how. Doc, it can't be that simple. Oh, yes, it can. Oh, yes, it can, because it's progressive. Suppression leads to oppression. What's oppression? Oppression means weighed down with the cares of this world. Now, let me tell you something. When you're healthy and you're full of energy and you're excited, you deal with life differently. When you're supercharged, when you have more energy than you can stand, situations don't get you down. When you don't have things that shouldn't bother you, do. How many people know when, how many people have been fatigued, tired, you come in, end of the work, and you think, not one more thing. You go to the mailbox, there's a bad letter. Neighbor comes over, got a complaint. Phone, somebody's jacking something up in the family. You get the phone. Anybody in here? Is anybody in here today? Now, when you're tired, what does that feel like to you? You go to the next stage, you get depressed. You're like, oh, I give up. How many times have you said that? Don't lie. I give up. I just want to quit. Oh, I just want to lay it all down. How many people want to just go to a desert island? Tell the truth. Because I already have made reservations on the same island. But let me tell you something. When I'm feeling good, when I'm at the top of my game, man, when I'm like waiting to go to the gym because I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm itching because I want to get in there and I want to get that blood circulating, there's very few things you're going to tell me that's going to bring me down. Matter of fact, I'm going to purpose in my heart, you can't bring me down. Can anybody give a testimony to that? That when you're at the top of your game, you deal with life differently. And when you deal with life differently, you treat people differently. And when you treat people differently, they treat you different. And so everything gets better around you. So I'm going to say it again. Suppression leads to oppression, and oppression leads to depression. It's progressive. Do you see it? And all three of them can give signs of, now there is a true clinical depression where, you know, people have had traumas or severely traumatic injuries. So, and some of them have, they have emotional trauma, severe emotional traumas. That's not the same thing. That's clinical depression, and that's maybe 1% of the people. So I'm excluding all of the clinical, you know, I'm not talking about that. Or you had a trauma to your head, damaged brain, and that's leaving. I'm not talking about those people. Those people, listen to me, they need to be treated, they need to be medicated because they need to stay alive. Okay? I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the rest of us that go through life, and we're supposed to have life, and we're supposed to have it more abundantly, and we're living so far below the curve. How much better of a mom can you be if you're full of energy with a smile on your face, jumping out of bed in the morning, ready to run at your day? How much better are your kids going to be? Has anybody ever seen my son? You ever watched him? He's a mini-me. He runs around just like I do. Why? Because he saw me his whole life. You ever see me lay in the bed in the morning? You ever see me? What time am I up in the morning? 5 o'clock every morning. And I don't go to bed till about 11:30 at night. So what does that mean? You need to be an example for your children so they know what it looks like. If you want to tell them this life that we live and the Christian life is so great, then let it be great. But it has to be great in yours before you can sell it to your kids. I said something right there. If you can see it, you can be it. So I've spent my entire life, and this isn't about me, but I've spent my entire life trying to be the thing that I teach. Now, I'm not perfect. I don't do everything just right. No, I don't. But I'll tell you right now, for years, I have done the majority of the things like I'm supposed to do. And now my body rewards me. And I have people, believe it or not, a lot of people, they actually do what I say. I can tell you right now, my best friend in the world, still probably, I hate to use these terms, but like a top disciple in the health world, Bobby Crumpler in the back there. I tell you right now, just at his age, I put him up against anybody. Why? Because he does everything that I've ever taught him. Everything. Sometimes more than I do. I love that picture Bobby had when, I think it was you were 50. He had a belly on him. He's like 230 pounds. Bobby's chiseled right now. How old are you now, Bobby? 74? How? 72? Yeah, 72. Go out there and run around with him some. Try to keep up with him in a day. He'll wear you out. It's for everybody. It's not. I get so tired of people telling you, well, you know, I'm just getting old. What's that got to do with it? Old? Are you kidding me? 5 years ago, I still had to take 5 or 6 breaks when I was working out. I'm 61, and now I run in there for an hour to hour and 15 minutes with no breaks, taking everything to full exhaustion. You should be getting better when you get older. What are you doing? Don't you let the devil sow those lies in your head. My back's hurting. It must be because I'm getting older. No, it's because you're sitting in a recliner for 7 hours with a soda in your hand. Lose it. I just don't know why I don't feel good. I just feel so bad. I guess I'm just getting old. No, lock the Twinkie box. This isn't rocket science, folks. And I know I'm trying to be funny a little bit, just to lighten it up a little bit, but this is the most serious thing I may ever talk to you about. You know, it's funny, I talk to crowds all over the world, and they listen, and they come by, and they write me testimonies. Doc, I did what you said, and they start bragging about their health. Well, I just wonder if my own hometown will receive it. You know, I love you guys. I don't want you to die. And no offense, but I don't like to do hospital visits. I like to do wellness visits. I like to run into you in the coffee shop and swap stories on how much energy we had and how much we got done this week because we felt so good. If I do nothing else today, I want to motivate you to be the best you can be. No, you can't be me, and I can't be you. Don't want to, and you don't want to be me. But you can be the best you can be. Whatever that is. Everybody's not called to be an Olympic athlete. You follow what I'm saying? But you're also not called to just sit in the chair for the rest of your life. Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I think I'm hitting a few people. Guys, listen, if I don't step on your toes a little bit, if I don't get into your mailbox just a little bit, you're not going to change. And if you don't change, you're going to have a predictable end that I don't want you to have because I can tell you where it's going. And it's not good. So, got to run through this quickly. But there's six things I'm going to point to very quickly, and I'm just going to run through it because I had to spend that much time giving you the easiest things in the world that will change your lives the most. Can we do that so far? It's not really that hard. Can we do that just to get amazing energy? Okay, so one is biomechanics. Now, what is biomechanics? That's how your joints function and move. If you're standing in front of a mirror and one of your shoulders is higher than the other, one of your hips look like this. Y'all walking, one of you try to hem your pants and one's drawn up on one side. Huh? How many people, your pockets are over here, you're trying, you know, it's like. Yeah, you're laughing because you know I'm telling the truth, right? Yeah. By the way, when y'all lose weight, buy some new clothes, okay? See, I'll keep sewing your pants together. Pretty soon you got just one pocket in the back there, you know what I'm saying? How many people you stand there and you see, look at a photo and your head's always tilted in the photos? Okay, that's not normal. Okay, you're not supposed to look like that. It's supposed to be level. It's supposed to be level. It's supposed to be straight. If you want to have fun sometime, close your eyes and stand in the front and just go like this. And all of a sudden, most of y'all be doing this. Right? And then when you come to, you'll be like this when you open your eyes. Why do I know? Because I do it every day in my office. And you can't believe how the biomechanics are tied to the neurology, which we're going to get to in just a moment. So posture is important. How many people, when you're sitting, you like to slunker down on that couch? Huh? Come on, you start up and you just slide right down. You're sitting like this watching TV. Huh? It's not if, it's when you're going to have neck and low back pain. Because you will lock those facets, create spinal tethering, you're going to have inflammation of meninges around that spinal cord, and you're going to have back pain and neck pain. The longer it's there, it'll start to get arthritis, you'll develop degenerative arthritis, and pretty soon you'll have permanent low back pain and neck pain. How much fun is that? Or you could just push your butt all the way to the back of the seat and sit up straight. How many people cross their legs? Oh, my God, everybody. I've told people about crossing their legs, and they'll do it right in front of me five times while I'm doing it. I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't quit doing it because you've done it for so long. Look, if I lift my pelvis, I'm twisting it. Then all my weight twists, and I'm sitting. Well, you're not going to sit like this, so you twist it. You're like a dish rag. And if you twist a dish rag, the hands come together. Torsion is compression. So now you have a compressed spine. And you'll sit like that for hours. And when, you know, my back's hurt. I don't know. I haven't done anything. Yes, you did. You're torquing the dish rag. How many people lay in bed and do it? What are you doing? How many people sleep on their stomach? Yeah. That's really good for the spine. You speak, twist that neck around all night because you can't breathe with your face in the covers. You should film yourself at night. It's a real treat. You could start a series, I'm telling you. Man, you get your arms up here, you're like this, your legs out like this. Throw your leg over your mate, you know, make them miserable, right? Well, I just want to touch you. Yeah, you're killing me with your leg when you get it off of me. And your feet are cold. Men, I got to take a size. How many of the mothers just slide that little cold foot right under that? So we cause the majority of the problems on things that can be so preventable. How hard is it just to sit up with your back in the back of a chair? Get out of recliner. If you're in a recliner, it's not a matter of if you're going to have back pain, it's when. You hear me? So get out of a recliner. When you're sleeping, sleep on your back. Sleep in what's called modified position with your arms out like you're staring at your hand. Now don't go turtling up for air. Because when you do, look at my neck. Just push your hands away and the air will fall right in there. Got it? This way? This way? Or this way? Don't get your arms up under the pillow and all. No, because every time you do, you're twisting something. I'm trying to teach you how to live pain-free. I don't even know I have a body. I don't feel any of my body parts. You're not supposed to feel something. My arm's hurting. My shoulder's hurting. My hip's hurting. Yeah. What are you doing to cause it? I'm trying to teach you. Sitting there on the couch and all of a sudden you throw that leg up, that ottoman. What are you doing? Think about what you're doing. So just monitor. How many people when you're driving? All right? Or if one foot's out, they're both out. If you got the cruise on, both feet are back. If you want them back. One's back, they got both got to be back. Face the steering wheel. Keep them down here. Why you got to have them up there? Keep them down here. No, we want to do this. What are we doing? What's wrong with this? Just be comfortable. Sit normal. Because as soon as you lean, there's that spine. Oh, my God. How many people travel? Hours. How's it feel when you get out of the car? First four steps like Neanderthal, right? Oh, there it is. Yeah, there it is. Oh. Everybody else? Last thing on posture, and I got to move on. This is the biomechanics. And that is, do you mind if I take just a minute or two more here? These are things you have to know. How do you lift? I'm going to teach you something I never want you to forget. What's the most efficient thing that lifts in this planet? A forklift. Have you ever seen a forklift? It goes straight down, it lifts, it comes straight up, and the whole thing turns. Now, if that forklift at any time decides to try to twist before it gets all the way up, that forklift will just tear itself apart. But yet, we want to do this. Or, what's wrong with this? I'm not going to hurt your back. How many people, when you get a jug of milk, and you just reach up there and you just grab it and you just lift it up? Why? Why don't you just grab it, pull it to the edge, grab it with two hands, and keep it close to you? Keep things close to you. I got a phone. Oh, I dropped my phone. Most people will go like this. Most people go like this. You just had to lift your whole body weight there, right? So if the phone's down like this, there's the phone. It ain't going anywhere. I can look at you and talk to you and pick it up, and you don't even hear my breath change. Simple stuff. The Bible says it's the small foxes that spoil the vine. Lift and turn. Don't twist and lift. And keep everything close to you. Got it? Don't sit with poor posture. These are game changers. I got to move on. Flexibility is another thing. If you're not doing some stretching, you need to do it. And when you're stretching, you can't sit there and fight yourself. How many people, when you do toe touchers, you're going, fighting, you think you're going to gain something. You're just in a war with yourself. Put your hands on your legs like this and relax your back, your butt, your legs. Make sure they're relaxed, and then bring your torso. Oh, they tightened up again. All right. Relax them a little bit. Relax them. Yeah. Oh, well, there it goes. Relax them. No, let them relax. Yep, there we go. Oh, let them relax. All the way. Oh, let them relax. And see, then you can go down. And if my jacket wasn't so tight, I'd palm the floor. Do you see how fast that was? I stretched my legs in probably 30 seconds, but I did them passively. And I went down, not sit there and fought myself. If you'll learn this, you can do these every day. I do these stretches every day. Cross this leg over, go down to this side and twist. Cross this leg over, go down and give this side a twist. Straddle, don't want to tear my pants. Straddle and go down into a complete straddle. You see, just to keep flexibility. Is everybody listening to me? Because flexibility takes pressure off the spine and the joints, all right? Now, I want to show you something real quick. And I want to show you how off most people are. I was out there in the coffee shop one day, and I just grabbed four or five people. I said, come over here in front of this film. I just want to film you. And I just had them march in place with their eyes closed like this. And you should be able to march here all day like I am, and you should never even have to move. See, I can sit here and do it for an hour. It doesn't matter, and I'm not going to move. You just where you're facing, where you started, and it's very crisp and it's very clean. Mark, throw those pictures up for me, and I'll kind of walk you through this. There's Beth, and Beth's going to be first, and she's walking. There she goes. It looks pretty good, doesn't it? You think, oh, yeah, she's doing all right. Then all of a sudden, strength. Okay, never mind. We didn't want to see that anyway. Hold on. Sorry.
Now, start with Mark's big arms.
There she goes. She's walking, and it looks like she's going to be fine. And all of a sudden, something starts breaking on the right side. That cerebellum isn't working right. Look, where are you going, Beth? Beth, where are you at? Why are you looking over there? Where are you going? Beth? That's one. Next. Here's Mitch. There we go. There's Mitch. He's flailing. Where are you going, Mitch? Mitch, where are you going? Hey, get in the middle. Where are you at? Oh, my God. He's going to bail on us. I can feel it. There he goes.
All right, you can stop. All right, go ahead. Let's begin.
Now, let's see how she does. Look, she's trying to figure it out. Look, oh, my God. Yeah, I'm out. Look at this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it looks like a Russian dance. See what I'm talking about? She's all... Do you remember where she started? This is how people are walking around, but they're fine. They're healthy. They're blessed and highly favored. Now, I grabbed those people, and I said, y'all come with me. I took them right back here. Oh, we got, oh, can't, watch Latasha. Hey, Latasha. You're looking pretty good until now. Okay. I don't know what's going on. Where am I going? See ya. Gotta go. And I ask every one of them in that group, how's everybody feel? Oh, I feel great. Are you healthy? Oh, yeah, I'm healthy. That's a glimpse of what the brain's doing inside. Okay, you understand? So I said, come with me. I took them in that back room. And if you look at my book in the back, it's called Energenics. And I just had them do a quick series of exercises. It took us about 10 minutes of a few quick exercises and stretches. And I said, now let's go back and let's do it in front of the camera again. Now let's go through each one of those people again on the post side. There's Beth again.
Now, start with Mark's big arms, big knees. Keep marching.
Okay, there was Mitch. You remember Mitch was all over the place? See any different in Mitch's posture now?
Okay, you're good. And see.
Now, there her. Remember her, how she was all over the place? Any difference? What do you think? See how she's staying right in the middle?
Hold on.
Here's Latasha.
All right, go ahead.
She left the stage a minute ago. What do you think? That took it about 10 minutes. So how easy would it be to take 10 minutes of your day to be neurologically organized? That's how fast you can fix your neurology. That's just by doing the little system that I developed there. It's in the back of my book. Very simple. If you want some time, I'll be glad to go over it with you. It's not hard to do. And I'm going to have to hurry because I've got to get things done. But here's what I'm going to tell you. You may have endocrine problems. And the way you can tell, the women, you might know a little bit better as hormones. And all the men, get quiet and face straight ahead when I say this. Emotions. One of the things affected are emotions. If you have tender, swollen, if your breasts are tender, swollen, if you're holding fluid, if, let's just say, your temper is changing. You're happy one minute, you're not so happy the next. If you're angry for no reason, and it's really irritable, and it's not you, then you probably have a hormonal issue. Very simple to run a quick saliva hormone test to see where your hormones are. You cannot believe how many women's hormones are all over the place, and they've never even had them checked. So women, something to check yourself with. Men, if you're having fatigue problems, your issues, you need to get your testosterone levels checked. Okay? Very simple. Very simple. Got to move on. We talked about food, but I want to talk about digestion. If you're eating $10 worth of food and getting 10 cents worth of nutrition, is that beneficial? No, you're putting work on the body. So some of you need some digestive enzymes to help you digest your food. Some of you need to put probiotics back in your gut so your guts will be balanced and you can assimilate the food that you have. And some of you, you need to clean yourself out. And there are things you can do, very simple in nature to do that. You can take high doses of vitamin C. You can take magnesium. All those things are effective, and they'll clean out your colon for you, okay? And again, I've got to hurry. I'm going to give, ladies, I'm going to give you one more, then we got to go. How many of you are having metabolic issues? You've tried to lose weight, and now you're stuck. Done every diet, and you just can't seem to move. He's like, I want to lose 10 more pounds and I can't lose it. Who's that right now? Let me see who that is today. Yeah. How many of you still struggle with fatigue on a regular basis? You don't know why. How many of you are losing hair? You can't explain why you're losing hair. Yeah. So there's an organ, it's actually a gland in your throat called the thyroid. The problem is when you go check it with blood work, it'll come back normal. But that doesn't mean it's normal. That means the blood has normalized. But the thyroid is still a problem. So what you do is you do something called a Barnes test. Every morning, you take a thermometer and you put it under your arm and you check your body temperature. It's called the BMR, basal metabolic rate. And you check it same time every morning. And you do that for a month, but I can look out after a week and you'll see. It's supposed to be, it's 98.6 in your mouth, supposed to be 97.6 under your armpit, your axilla, okay? Most people's, when I check them, they're 91, 92, because the BMR is so low on these people with symptoms. And most of the time, we only have to give them, if you're not iodine sensitive, we give them a little bit of organic iodine. We give them some of the amino acid called tyrosine, a couple of natural things, very simple, and those levels come right up. That means now they're burning fuel. If you're not burning fuel, you're not making heat. If you're not making heat by burning fuel, then you are tired all the time. Your systems are not working like they're supposed to. And one of the first things that happens is constipation. People are chronically constipated. Most of the time, they have a thyroid issue. And it can be so simply fixed. And they're taking all this stuff for their gut, and it's not the gut's problem. It doesn't have enough energy to function. So by doing something as simple as this, you can be fixed. Now, people wonder, you know, why do I come up with all these nutrients? You know why I came up with my nanonutrients? Because people's guts are so messed up, you can't digest and assimilate the vitamins through them. So you spray these in their mouth, they go right through the membranes into your blood. That's why I did it. Because I'm trying to get some nutrition to desperate, deprived, depleted bodies. Why? So they can wake up and be healthy. That's why we do it. That's what the science is all about. So there's sometimes your soul has to prosper. There's some things that you have to do in order to make everything else. I'll tell you right now, if you don't have enough energy and you don't have, you know, you're not feeling good in your body, you don't want to go evangelize. You don't want to get out of your bed and intercede for somebody. You don't even want to get out of bed. Amen. How many people have confined their prayer life to under the covers now?
Dear God, I just want to pray for the whole world.
Do those cover all prayers, you know what I'm talking about? Why? Because you're exhausted. You don't even want to get up out of the bed. So anyway, I could do this all day, but I tried to pick the most important things. And no, this isn't a run them, shout them down, and probably something you didn't even know you'd ever see in church, but you've been told now. So now you don't have to corner me in a corner and ask me, what do I do for this? Well, I just told you what to do. And if you corner me, I'm going to give you the same answer. Okay? And you have to do this first. Now, if you've done that and you have a problem and you're still not getting results, then come talk to me. That's different. But I'm telling you, if everyone in here would just do what I said, you would be so much healthier, so much happier, and so much full of energy. I think it would even freak your own self out if you're willing to try it. So what I'm asking everybody to do is just stand to your feet right now. When you come to the church, you're always supposed to be presented with truth. And once you receive a truth, it causes you to make a choice. It does, automatically. By not making a choice, you made a choice. By not receiving the information, you made a choice. I don't believe all that, but you made a choice. I ain't going to do that. Okay, you made a choice. I'm fine. I feel great. If you're fine and feel great, come down here and let me close your eyes and let you march for a little bit. Let's see how you're doing. You may want to go in the bathroom and check yourself first. When you go home, I want you to stand in front of your mirror, your vanity, and I want you to close your eyes and I want you to march. When you open your eyes, I want to see where you're standing. Don't try to fool yourself. If you know that you're one of the people I talked about today, I gave you an answer for everything to do that you can do that is so simple and it doesn't cost you a penny. Matter of fact, it saves you money. I don't know how to give it to you. I don't know how to give a gift any better than that. The question is, will you receive it? Will you do it? Seems like Jesus spent his whole ministry saying that. Will you believe it? And will you do it? I'm just telling you what thousands and thousands of people who have followed this advice, the results that they have gotten. We get testimonies every day, still, from lives being changed. The question is, do you want yours to be? So what I want you to do is, this Mother's Day, is I want you to purpose in your heart, whether you're a mother or whether you're just someone that's here and happened to hear the truth today. How serious do you take your life? How much do you love the people around you because you're no good to them if you can't be who you need to be for those people? One of the reasons why I do what I do is I have a lot of people depend on me. And I have to have enough energy to go around. And if I didn't do the things I do the way I did them, I couldn't do it. People ask me, how do you do all that? Because I have to. Question is, are you willing? How many people here want to feel better? How many people want to be healthy? Do you think you could do what I said here today? How many people say, Pastor, I'm going to do my best to try? If you're not doing exercise, you need to. Gym memberships are ridiculous now. I mean, you can go to the rec center $10 a month. You can go to, what is it, Planet Fitness, $10 a month. I mean, they're practically giving memberships away. Full facilities. Now, for some of you, if you think you can work out and get it all at home, that's great, but most people can't do that. Most people just aren't motivated enough to do that. And there's something about going to one of those facilities that just motivates you. So you got to set a pattern of success for yourself. If you're going to do it, please make sure that you provide some resistance training. If you go, well, I go to a gym, I don't know what to do. They got little, what do you call them, circuits. You just go and you stand on one circuit, do what the little card says, and you do it till the little green light is on. Then when the red light comes on, you stop. You get a little rest. You get to go to the next station. You do this exercise until the little green light goes on. I mean, it's simple. Just do something. And the more you do, I'm telling you, the more you'll feel like doing. And the more you feel like doing, the more you'll do. And so I'm just ready for this year, before year's end. I know I'm working right now. I want to be the best me I've ever been. And that's my goal. What's yours? So set your own goal today, what you want it to be. I want to lose 10 pounds, or I'm going to lose 5 pounds, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, whatever. Be realistic. Say, you know, I want to get where I can exercise 20 minutes every time I go for 2 to 3 times a week. And let's try that. I'm going to cut out the foods this week. That's what I'm going to do. Then maybe in a week or two, if I'm successful with that, once I'm successful with that, then I'll worry about the gym, and I'll go try the gym. Are you following me? Because, your diet doesn't cost you anything. So these are things I want you to think about. And these are things I've wanted to talk with you about so long. And this is why the Lord would not leave me alone until I got some of this stuff said. Now, if you want, I'll meet back up like I used to on Wednesday night. And I'll pick one or two Wednesday nights. And I will run through the details of anything you guys choose. And I will break it down to the smallest component to get you success. If you want, we'll even do it topical. And you say, man, I need to know how to do this. All right, we need to know how to fix this. But I'll get it done. And I'll give you the answers that you need. But can you do this first? Because if you can do this first, you're going to find out you're not going to need a lot of these other things. Okay? So what I'm going to do right now, because this is the way I feel led to do it before I turn it over to the announcements, is I want to pray for you. And as I pray for you, I want you to pray for you. Some of you have addictions, and we got to break them, guys. Some of you have bad habits. We got to break them. And I'm preaching to me right now. There's a couple I'm working on right now, too. I just got to break it. Things you fall back into that you know you shouldn't be doing. You got to fix it. So whoever you are, and however this spoke to you today, it's not important that you make a commitment to me. It's that you make a commitment to him. Because he's the one that says you're not your own. He's the one that says the body's the temple. And so I've always wanted to try to make it the best place for him to dwell. I hope you'll do the same. So think about it. What it is you want to do, and I'm going to pray for you. And as I pray, I want you to agree with me for yourself that you're going to get this done. Okay? So let's go to the Lord right now, and I want everybody praying. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. Say this prayer with me. Say, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to give me the strength to do what I can't do. Lord, I break off any addiction, no matter how it got there, no matter what it caused it, whether it was willingly or unwillingly, knowingly or unknowingly. I ask you to break it off my life, that it no longer has a hold on me. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would give me the motivation to be able to do the things that I need to do, including exercise, straightening out my fitness, sitting correctly, having right posture, doing the things that I learned here today. God, I also pray that you'd fix my mind, that I wouldn't be driven by my emotions, that I wouldn't be driven by desire, but I would be driven by the will to be healthy. So, Lord, I turn this over to you because I can't do this by myself. And, Lord, if my heart's not right, I ask you to fix it. If I need to forgive somebody, help me to forgive them. If I have bitterness or rage or anger in my heart, Lord, I ask you to remove it. Help me to be the best me that I can be. I receive you as Lord and Savior. That means you sit on the throne of my life. Now I'm making choices for you and not for me. So in advance, I thank you for the reward I'm going to see in my body. I'm healthy, I'm healed, I'm whole, and I have met my goals. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I hope that helped y'all today. God bless you and all you mothers. Happy Mother's Day.